The KSL in-depth now. The rain came in fast and hard this afternoon across the Wasatch Front. Kevin Eubank is joining us live to tell us how long this is going to... It's been nuts this afternoon.
It was a pretty intense line. We had lightning and thunder in Utah County, so Orem to Provo, Spanish Fork to Payson. And here in the north, we got a quick quarter to a third of an inch of rain in a hurry. Some spots up in Logan, Cache Valley picked up almost a half inch of rain. So this main front and its push is currently sliding south. So Salt Lake County into Utah County, Tooele County, we're still seeing moderate to heavy rain impacting evening commute. But as you go north, it's lighter. In fact, you get up into Weber County and Box Elder County and Rich County, it's already gone. We've got the clouds, but the heavy precipitation is gone. The plan is tonight that front slides into central Utah, Jeff, really between Nephi and Cedar City, and just stalls out. It sits there for most of the day Friday. We end up with clouds and temperatures in the 50s, but no storminess. And then the next piece comes in Saturday into Sunday, and it is widespread. Heavy valley rain, mountain snow, and it lasts most of the day Saturday and most of the day Easter Sunday.
Was this a cold front rolling through because the temperature took a dive at about 3, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, we went from 54 degrees to 34 degrees, so a good 20-degree drop in about 2 hours. So it was a strong cold front with a significant wind shift and temperature drop.
How about the mountains?
Mountains have picked up 4 to 6 inches of snow. They'll see a lull tonight, but they're going to get 1 to 2 feet of snow over the holiday weekend. It'll be another big spring snow event for the mountains.
Okay, so let me ask you about the Easter weekend. Everybody wants to get a few minutes outdoors, get into the spirit, have the egg hunt. Not going to happen?
Yeah, it looks pretty consistent throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday. And again, it's a big state, so we're forecasting for a really big area. There will be pockets of lighter precipitation or no precipitation. It'll just be short-lived. So if you can get out and do something in that period, all the better. If not, go to Jeff's house. He's hiding all the eggs inside this year.
Yeah, I don't want anybody tramping around. Get off my lawn! Kevin, thanks a lot for a look ahead. And you say this is going to end 7 o'clock-ish.
Yeah. A couple more hours here in Salt Lake City and then just light scattered showers. But the main storm goes to central Utah. Well,